are tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin! Why you gotta be
so rude? We saw a lot of rude behavior tonight. Oh, yes. On Real Housewives of New York, Season 7, Episode 13, Sonia Island, the 100th episode, ladies and gentlemen. Crazy, crazy episode. I think we all felt like we were on edge.
Yes.
And anxious.
Mama need a cocktail.
Yeah. We all need to start drinking when we watch the show because it's
high anxiety.
It's really hard to watch. It's really stressful. Stressful on our psyche here, over here at AfterBuzz. Hey guys, my name is Lindsay Wegner and we're going to be talking all things Real Housewives of New York today. So make sure if you're talking to us, you're using the hashtag ABTVRHNYC and, I'm going to introduce everybody here. You guys can find me on Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. And Fern Ronay to my left, you can find her at...
Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
And then to her left, Megan Stecker.
Hey guys, on Twitter at Megan Stecker.
Thanks, ladies. And, you know, since we are here at AfterBuzz, we're so glad that you guys watch and join in on all the conversations. You know, whether it be on iTunes, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all things social media, we really appreciate it. And we always have to thank our sponsors for, you know, bringing the show to you ad-free, commercial-free, for free. And today our sponsor is Mazda. Does driving matter to you? There's over 4 million miles of road in the U.S. to find out. That's a lot of ground to cover. A lot of highways, freeways, wrong ways, long ways. They're all there waiting to be driven on. So do you take that left turn at Albuquerque or just keep driving? Do you wake up early Sunday morning for the drive before traffic does? Or do you take the long, winding road home for a change? If driving matters to you, just get out and drive. Why? Because driving matters. Mazda. So not only are we driving into this episode today with the pure craziness of the ladies, we're diving in to the drama. Mm-hmm. First impressions of this episode, ladies.
So many fights.
It was like there was so much to choose from for the editors. It was just... We go from one fight to the next, to the next, to the next. Mm-hmm. So we kind of don't even see any connective tissue between like what they're actually doing during the day. But it was juicy. It was exciting.
It was chock full of fights and, very juicy, very exciting. And, not a lot of downtime. The boat ride was fun, but there was just...
Yes, that was great.
Dorinda the one that said, this day has been really intense. Yes. I just need this day to be over.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At dinner.
Yes. I felt like it was just 24 hours of...
That all happened in one day.
We're talking from the night before with Bethany and Sonia into, you know, Sonia getting Ramona jumping into the whole fray of things and getting upset about it. To the next day, fight continuing with Sonia and everyone else. It was a crazy, crazy 24 hours. So let's dive into this episode right now. And, you know, Bethany and Ramona are talking that night after the whole fight with Sonia that evening. This is, in, you know, we're coming into this episode. And they're concerned about Sonia self-medicating. And it doesn't matter if it's sex, if it's drugs, if it's alcohol. She's self-medicating right now. And Bethany said that Sonia drinks too much, and she did admit, and Ramona, Sonia even admits it. She knows that she drinks too much. And they don't really know quite what the future holds for any of them. It's always, you know, up. And especially with those three women's mm-hmm. lives right now, it's all over the place. Mm-hmm. Bryn, you know, and Bethany dealing with Bryn and, you know, the divorce from Jason and Mario and Ramona and Sonia and the troubles and all of her new venues that she's trying to take. And, you know, Ramona thinks Sonia's missing out on a significant other. What did you ladies take away from this conversation? What do you think the main important part of this conversation was?
I think that they're all have major issues that would be stressful for anyone. They're all going through something horrendous, like you say, that would be stressful for anyone. And they all drink, but the main thing I got from it was that they think Sonia drinks too much and gets too crazy. And then they started talking about themselves because they're, you know, we all do it. They're stressed, they drink too, and they started talking about themselves, and we were cracking up when Ramona was like, you know, Mario, I wish I could fix him, I can't fix him, and people say to me, Ramona, you're so pretty, you're so smart, you're so wonderful. She's so ridiculous.
I was laughing, I grabbed Fern's arm and I said, I was just feeling sorry for Ramona for two seconds. And she had to ruin it. I thought it was so sweet that Bethany was so emotional with her. Because we're so used to seeing Bethany be very shut off or apologizing for being cold or what have you. And seeing her so emotional and crying just as hard as Ramona was like a really good moment. I was like, well, you know what? This is finally, Bethany is absolutely in touch with the way that Ramona feels. And she's being such a good friend right now. Mm-hmm. But Ramona had to ruin the moment.
Well, I felt, one other thing. When Ramona said, Mario is part of me, I really felt for her. Mm-hmm. And then she said, I can't fix him. I want to fix him. That's part of the problem. You can't fix anyone. So there's so much, something so much deeper going on there. No wonder they're all, like, strung so tight and so emotional. Mm-hmm.
I think that's an important thing that all these women kind of need to know, that you don't know what the next day is going to hold, and you think that your marriage is going to last forever, and maybe it won't. You hope that it does, but as some people were seeing the issues with Ramona and Mario, Ramona had her blinders on, and she didn't want to admit it, or she didn't want to admit it on camera, potentially. Mm-hmm. I think the problem is, but you can't fix anyone. They have to want to do it themselves, and they, trust me, I think they'll come to you if they're ready to change and be that better person. And I don't know if that's necessarily going to be Mario doing that in this case. But let me ask you ladies one more question about this conversation. Did Bethany say Sonia was an alcoholic?
No.
Absolutely not. Which is why, for the rest of the episode, I am anti-Ramona.
Seriously. She never said Sonia was an alcoholic. She said she's not a doctor. She cannot say that somebody is like this. But we do hear Ramona say she thinks Sonia's an alcoholic, or she has a problem with drinking.
They, like, all agreed that she drinks too much, but they kind of also said they drink. You know,
they all drink too.
There are times when they're like, they add in, we all do it. So, I mean, yeah, Sonia gets crazy, but
I don't know if it's maybe specifically they're worried about how drunk she is at the end of the night, that they're worried something's going to happen, and maybe that's the basis of all the fears and conversations. But you're absolutely right that Bethany said, I can't call her an alcoholic. I'm not a doctor. And we're just, like, voicing our concern, basically.
So that kind of ends the night for them. The next morning, the ladies are getting up. They're getting ready for breakfast. Their chef is cooking for them. And like somebody said in the comments on YouTube, how did these poor two guys get stuck taking care of these eight crazy women? Like, I mean,
what did they do that was so bad?
I hope they're getting paid a lot of money to deal with these
poor guys,
crazy ladies. And they're doing yoga, so obviously they're trying to center themselves. This is, you know, Luann, Bethany, and Carol. Meanwhile, Sonia and Dorinda are having a little chat, you know, and Sonia's kind of bringing up, like, I should have been in this room. This would have been the best room, but I didn't. I went along with what Ramona wanted, and I need Sonia to learn to say no, and Ramona won't back down. And, you know, Dorinda's saying, if Sonia wants help, she needs to ask for it. And just let her ask for it. And Sonia starts yelling and getting, like, angry. And we see this tension that the night before that Sonia really didn't let out, building up. Because Sonia didn't really freak out the night before. She was all over the place. She never yelled. She never got really, really angry. So I think we're seeing the actual volcano erupting at this point. And she said she's going to shut it all down. She's prepared and ready to shut it all down.
Well, I think Dorinda wound her up a little.
Yeah, like, Dorinda's life coaching. I
think she was, like, preparing the troops for war, like, she got her wound up.
Dorinda fueled the fire.
Yeah. She did.
She said, they're record keepers. They, you know, I don't want to drink in front of them because they'll talk behind your back. They're record keepers. They keep records. And it got Sonia, like, who's Heather to talk behind my back? Who's this one to talk behind my back? She was ready for... She was ready to shoot them all down.
Well, even Dorinda said she really took it and ran with it.
And I don't think she realized that she was going to...
shoot off like a rocket.
Right then. Yeah. Literally explode.
Dorinda didn't realize how effective she was.
But we see Ramona approaching Sonia saying, Bethany said she has a drinking problem.
Oh my God. We were all like, when she said Bethany said thinks you're an alcoholic, we all were like, what?
What is going on here? So now we see Ramona once again starting the fight like she did the previous night. Saying, you know, starting stuff with Sonia, that Bethany has to kind of do a little damage control and say, okay, yes, you do have a problem with drinking, but, like, this is something we, you know, you can work on. There's so many other things that we can do to, like, help you and get better and all that stuff. So here we see Ramona once again stirring the pot, getting in trouble. Bethany comes out of the water and says that Sonia does stuff when she's drinking that she wouldn't do sober. I have to admit, I side with, you know, Sonia on this, that we all do things sometimes when we're drinking that we wouldn't have done when we were sober. And sometimes they're good things. They make you more confident and, you know, and sometimes they're not good things. But she also says that, you know, you go after boyfriends and husbands. And Sonia says she doesn't do this.
That really got her wound up. I felt like that was maybe the final, like, her holding it together. And then she was like, forget it.
How do you ladies feel about Sonia freaking out about this and not saying anything to Ramona and Ramona not jumping in?
I mean, I do remember the moment when she said, you know, Ramona doesn't defend me either, which is another problem, but to Bethany. She was kind of like, I'm going to keep this with me and you. You know, Ramona doesn't defend me either. Just the whole thing was so messy. I feel like my head is spinning from how messy this was.
It is so messy because she acknowledged that Ramona also talks behind her back and should also stay out of her stuff, but she doesn't.
She lets her off the hook.
Lets her off the hook completely.
Yeah. Immediately.
And then everyone else is like, get out of my like, crap.
And Bethany said, Ramona thinks so too. And there was no follow through.
Bethany also admitted, she goes, but I say it to your face.
Yes.
Bethany is the one housewife that if she's got a problem with you, she's going to come and tell you to your face why she's upset with you or what you're doing wrong. And she's doing that with Sonia. And I think that's why in the first few episodes we saw, Sonia was responding so well. Because Bethany was being upfront about her. And I feel like I'm one of those people that if I have an issue with you and I say it to somebody else, I have no problem saying it to your face. If I'm going to say it to somebody else, then I will say it to your face. I have no problem with that. And I feel like that's like, sometimes it's not the best thing in the world, but at least then I'm not being a shady person, just being honest. And Bethany's just being honest then.
Yes.
She's harsh. Sometimes her approach is wrong.
So Sonia was mad at, she's mad that she, you know, these people are talking behind her back. She specifically named Heather when she was talking to Dorinda. You know, how would she know what I do when I'm drunk and, you know, late at night? She kept saying, you know, these people are talking behind my back. And then she was saying, stay out of my crap. So I think she was, like, basically annoyed that they're calling her out on this on vacation. Like, I think she was just like, we're on vacation. We just want to have fun. Don't tell me what I'm doing wrong now. Like, it's fine that you're saying to my face. Just not now.
And before they all left, didn't they agree that they weren't going to say anything on vacation?
Exactly.
Like, too late.
Exactly.
So now they're saying...
That was after it, right? That was after they fought with her, right?
And then Luann's name got drug into the fight, too.
And she just comes with her... Oh, she's like, I had your eggs à la France.
To approach at the wrong time with the eggs... How did you
say France?
En France.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
En français.
Right? En français.
My eggs are français.
Yeah, she just joined the conversation. Yeah. Heather and her joined the conversation at a bad time because Heather was just trying to jump in and say, we care about you, Sonia. We love you. This is why we're talking to you. We do care about you. We're not trying to be mean people and vindictive people. And Luann's just like, you know, you can't reason with somebody who's irrational or not rational. She didn't even say irrational. Someone who's not rational. You can't reason with somebody like that. There's no talking to a person like that. If somebody's drunk, you can't have a conversation with them. You have to squash it for that moment, talk about it the next day when they're sober.
But they were talking about it.
They weren't. That was the problem. I don't think any of them had drank
in
this point.
It was in the morning. They were drinking coffee.
But she was not in a rational state of mind to have a conversation.
She was so fired up from Dorinda. And Heather made a good point. Like, someone made a comment like, you know, God forbid something happens to you in a cab. Like, Heather made a point. Like, that's what we're worried about. We just want you to be okay.
Because
which is a legitimate friend concern.
Because then, you know, Sonia does kind of calm down a little bit. And she's like, I'm shutting it down. I've shut it down. She's sitting by the pool with Dorinda. And then they're all like, we're just worried about you at night. That's our fear at night. And I know that we've all had that friend that you're like, you get, like, drunk and you go beyond. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried about you, like, going off by yourself. I mean, mm-hmm. that was always a rule when I was going out with friends. You do not leave each other. Mm-hmm. Guy, girl, whatever it is, like, you do not leave each other. Mm-hmm. No one's going home alone with somebody else. You're always staying together. If you're going home with someone, then you're going home with a friend, too.
Yeah.
You both are going. So I think that they're just genuinely concerned for Sonia's well-being since she apparently falls asleep. Mm-hmm. That was their...
And she needs a walker. According to Ramona, she needs a walker. And I was thinking, like, what do they mean by that? She's so drunk she needs a walker to walk home? Like, as in a physical walker that maybe, like, an elderly person would use. But she meant... like a minder, like a person mm-hmm. to walk her home.
Maybe I'm a lush, but I feel like we've all been there.
I know, yeah. Me too.
Absolutely.
Maybe because they all have children now. They're all in it. They're all in a stage of life where they're supposed to be the responsible one, right. Whether they're responsible for their parents who are elderly and their children, and they feel like she's too old to be acting like
that. Yeah, that's true. Because I'm thinking of New York City, and I'm thinking of, you know, being drunk in cabs at 4 a.m.
Right.
But I was in my 20s, so, yeah, would I be doing that when I'm their age? I hope not.
And I think their issue with the whole situation is that this isn't just a one-time thing. Like, when you think about this, when I think about me being drunk, it's like, oh, I got drunk, you know, once, 2 months ago, you know? Yeah. Like, it's not... It sounds like for her, it's not even a weekly thing. It's it's a daily.
And maybe it's not so much an age thing. It's too
happening multiple times in a week where they're worried about her. Because, I mean, they're also very social ladies. They're going out to events. They're doing red carpets. They're doing dinner parties and all that stuff. There is always alcohol at these things. So it's, you know, it's being responsible enough to go, I'm only drinking, you know, today. I'm not going to drink tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, I did love their $100 penalty for anyone that would talk about Sonia. You know, I thought that was good. And who threw money in?
Luann.
Heather and Luann? Both of them?
Yes. Well, the best part was, first, Bethany saying to Sonia, like, I know you're feeling attacked. And she goes, no, I'm attacking you, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
And then turning it around to, okay, we're not going to talk about it anymore. Give her a minute to chill out. And they're like, okay, we're not going to talk about it. And Bethany's one-liners, I mean, you think she rehearses interviews, but, like, this was, like, out of the pocket, middle of the action. She's like, oh, she could freebase. We just can't talk about it. But I love that moment.
Love her. Yeah.
So we get everyone that's going to go on the boat now. They're going to take the yacht. Everyone but Sonia is going. And, you know, they're enjoying the yacht. They're laughing. They're saying, you know, we wish that Sonia would have come with us. And should we text her? Should we let her know that we're all having a good time? And, you know, Ramona goes into being overly friendly, Ramona, because she realized she's kind of messed up the day. They're kind of calling her out and saying, you kind of did this. You started this with her, and it erupted into something, and now we're all kind of, like, feeling bad about ourselves because of what happened.
I'm glad Luann was like, are you happy with what you started?
Yeah. Exactly.
And that Bethany said it to her face at the house, like, which she took no responsibility for, of course.
She was like, I didn't call her an alcoholic. Like, you're confusing it. That's not what she's saying.
So annoying. And meanwhile, we're seeing little flashes to Sonia saying, I have to clean up after these ladies who drank the kettle. And all of a sudden, she's doing squats and her wedges, you know, down
Sonia.
Oh, Sonia. But, you know, we do get Ramona and the women admitting that Ramona will apologize when she realizes she's done something wrong. She will be overly friendly and cute and fun. And so they're all just having a good time, jumping around, playing in the water. And we see Bethany connecting with Kristen and chatting, and Bethany apologizing for not being more open, and Kristen starts complaining about Josh. So she feels like she can have a conversation with her. What did you ladies think of that?
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked?
I was like, this is out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And they both got along, and Kristen didn't seem to mind. And I know y'all are saying that Kristen has a sourpuss face on in a lot of his scenes. And, yeah, I don't think that we're disagreeing that she does have a sour face. I think that sometimes she's just, everything she thinks, you can read it.
Right.
Where some people can hide their emotions a little bit better.
Right.
Kristen's not the type of person that's going to hide her emotions. Right. So you're going to tell when she's
I feel
bothered.
Like I'm just like that. Like, if something's weird, rather than just speak about it, I make a weird face. I'm like, ew. You know, Kristen's just making a face that goes with the emotion. Right. I don't know if they're also Botox. They can't move their faces anymore. I mean, I don't know what the problem is, but... I have no problem with it.
I don't either. And I feel like I have a bigger problem with the words that they say to each other. Mm-hmm. So Bethany mm-hmm. wasn't always so nice. You know, if she said these things behind her back, that wasn't so nice. And Kristen maybe should have handled it a little different. I think she's been pretty gracious. I don't know, but I was so happy to see them make up.
To see them just getting along and very normal.
Like, I'm just really hoping the second half of the season is like Bethany's getting along with Heather and Kristen, and there can be a conversation between seven women, yeah. not just yeah. Bethany
the
and
little,
who she chooses to talk to.
Yeah.
Right.
Stuff.
Yeah, it was a feel-good moment in this crazy episode.
And mm-hmm. I think that Kristen trying to, put her guard down and complain about, her husband and say, oh, he does this and this, so they do can kind of connect on something, mm-hmm. yeah. which is, it's the point of trying to become friends with somebody that maybe isn't as easy to get along with. You've got to find some common ground. Mm-hmm. And this must be her way of doing it. So next we see a fun little scene. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge was a big mm-hmm. thing last year. And I'm not sure when this was all filmed. They were still in it. And Kristen mentions we should drop water on Ramona and gets Carol involved to kind of set her up for it. Bethany's kind of implementing the whole thing and no, we shouldn't use too many ice cubes and all this stuff. And I just thought it was such a fun scene.
It was awesome. It was awesome because Kristen wet her hair on like the vacation from prior seasons and it was a big fight and Ramona doesn't like to get her hair wet, but they were like, she deserves it. If anyone deserved it that day, it was her, and I yes. loved it.
I know, and how Carol went down to yes. speak with her and kept, fake listening and like moving around to get her in the right spot to dump the bucket was the best.
Perfect.
And I thought, and Ramona handled it well.
Yes.
And that's what they all said. She handled it well. She knew they were playing a practical joke on her, so she took it in stride and just went with it, which I was a little surprised.
Shocked. I think she knew she was wrong mm-hmm. for what she did earlier mm-hmm. in the day.
Yeah.
And she just, and maybe she had enough drinks that she was relaxed rather than getting crazy about it.
And
she
apparently was still apparently it was time for her to wash her hair. Yeah. It wasn't okay. It wasn't horrible.
Apparently it was okay, yeah.
Yes. She was still in ass-kissing mode, right?
Because yes.
She knew she was still in the wrong, so she had a... But I love that Carol said... that she loved that she can laugh at herself because it never, like Ramona never laughs at herself. She takes herself so seriously. Mm-hmm. And Carol had said previously that she likes to rib her because she's not ribbable. And it was so true because she takes herself so seriously. So it was good to see her going with it.
Absolutely. And we also see on top of Bethany making up with Kristen, or at least making a step in the right direction, we also see her do that with Heather while they're getting a massage. And Bethany says, I'm a bitch, and, you're annoying, and that's just the way that it is. And so she's kind of making amends with both of them. It's just mm-hmm. a good...
I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I think I was more shocked I was shocked about her making up with Kristen, but I think I was more shocked of her making up with Heather.
Me too. And I feel like maybe we missed out on something. Like, we didn't get to see something that happened between them that she's warmed up to Heather. But yeah. I was happy to hear her.
Yeah.
Like, when she's like, breaking news, Heather and I are friends now. I was like, oh, good. Okay.
Yeah,
we didn't really have to see it. I don't care what we missed. I'm just glad they can get along in the same room now.
Maybe it was part of Heather at the dinner the previous night saying, guys, let it go. Let her eat. Let her chill out. Because, she was... everyone was kind of questioning Bethany when she came back after the conversation with Sonia, and Heather mm-hmm. was just like, just let her eat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let her be.
Although Bethany hates being taken
Coddled.
Care of at a dinner.
But
especially by Heather.
So, when everyone gets back from the yacht, we see Sonia, and she's
so bad for her.
She's back to ranting.
Also, I haven't even seen her drink on this trip yet.
Yeah.
For all the drinking she's supposedly doing.
She's annoyed. She's fun. Everyone wish she would have been there on the yacht. But then she gets crucified for having a good time. Her exact words. Mm-hmm. And, she's just got to let everything go.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having this conversation with Sonia, or with Ramona and Dorinda.
I was getting lost at the conversation between her and Ramona when they were getting ready.
Me too.
It was a little like, what are they saying? But yeah, I think that was the gist of it.
Hopefully that
was an incoherent back and forth.
It's just I think we're all just getting so like
mm-hmm. Well, and when you have your best friend and you guys either talk too fast together or you have your own little lingo and maybe they had some wine before they went downstairs to dinner. So it's like it's so much friend back and forth that maybe that's why we're missing exactly what it was all about.
Their own language. But well, she also, like, sorry, but
no,
Sonia.
No, go ahead.
Sonia, I love her. I think she's so much fun, and I would love, you know, I just think she's fun and has a good energy. But then she says things like, I have so many cliques around the world. This is just one. Right. It's when she says stuff like that that she gets less likable.
And relatable.
And relatable.
Well, let me just segue into, I have found her podcast. I had no idea. I feel like she hasn't been promoting this podcast. So it's called Sonia in the City, which is also kind of her lifestyle brand that she's promoting. Her catering company is called Sonia in the City. And she's just talking about her life. So I listened to the first episode and I was kind of like, I love this. Her voice is like slow and soothing and like I feel relaxed listening about, you know, Sonia's expertise. And by the second episode, it's like she literally has nothing else to talk about except her past life. And the way that it really boils down to that nutshell moment when Bethany was like, shut up. Yeah, like, we don't want to hear all this name-dropping crap. Like, it comes off rude. Nobody cares.
Yes.
That's literally all that this podcast is about, is name-dropping her past life. And it's kind of in this weird order. She just brings up random things from the past and nothing's been put in chronological order of how her life went. She's like, oh, and then I met this person and then I started dating the Count. And actually, the Count's mother's that introduced me to Valentino. So that's why I met Valentino. And then I was modeling and it's a lot to keep up with.
Yeah.
Well, it's Sonia, where but she's kind of all over the place.
If you are a Sonia fan, I would say at least listen to the first episode because it's fun.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of little interesting stuff. But the second and third, I think it's too long. Maybe if she boiled it down to a half an hour episode, you'd get something out of it. Mm-hmm. But I think they're forcing her to do like an hour.
Wow.
And she'll have like her astrologer call in for an hour. So it's a lot.
It's a lot to take in.
It's a lot of Sonia. So if you're a Sonia fan, it's a lot. Go ahead and enjoy. Dive in.
Dive into Sonia. And we're going to dive into Dinner at Fire and Ice.
Woo!
And we actually had to rewind.
Oh, my God.
And, like, have a discussion in the middle of the show because we were all like, wait, what just happened here? What did we miss? There's a fight between Dorinda and Heather.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorinda, everyone kind of was leaving separately. Everyone was kind of annoyed because they were going to be late. And can they all go together? And who's leaving on time before they even get there? Then we get Dorinda telling Heather to wait. They all slowed down and walked together. And Heather's a little bit, like, annoyed and is like, oh, whatever, like, not a big deal. Dorinda starts to cry and says Heather should be nicer and you shouldn't treat me like that. The way you treated me was horrible. And Heather says, well, I don't like the way you treated me either. And then Dorinda says, stop treating me like a child. And Heather says, well, then stop acting like one. Did I cover it all?
Yeah.
Did I get it all? Because I'm so confused as to what happened that Dorinda freaked out. And the only thing I can think is that she was drunk.
Yeah. Right. That she cried.
I was like, what is she crying about?
Yeah. I do remember that we rewound it and watched it back. And what was written at the bottom of the screen for what we couldn't overhear was not what they were accusing each other of saying. So there's really no way to tell who said what and why the other one got mad. So it's all very confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know who's right and who's wrong. Yeah. I think Dorinda was being extra sensitive from what I could tell because I don't know why she's like, you're treating me like a bitch and start crying. Because that's not like Dorinda to cry over getting her feelings
and
hurt.
And she stays out of the fray for the most part. Yeah. She doesn't get involved in these things. So, and what difference does it make if someone's walking ahead of you?
Who cares?
They're still walking in pairs. Yeah. Dorinda was still walking with, was it Ramon at the time? Or was it Kristen? I can't remember who was walking together. But it wasn't like they left all seven of them, or six of them were ahead of Dorinda, and Dorinda was left alone. So I don't know. I mean,
Didn't Dorinda say something about this? That's bad manners or that's not nice?
I mean, you should wait for somebody, but Heather said, we didn't know that you got here.
You know, they always pull this, like, Upper East Side New York money thing of manners a lot, these women. And that's another thing that Sonia won't stop talking about in her podcast. And, like, she said it tonight. She said, Bethany doesn't have the manners and the upbringing.
Yeah, she said she didn't have the education.
She doesn't have the education or the upbringing. I mean, Sonia literally talks about how to be a social climber in this podcast. So Yeah. It's something that they're all obsessed with. And the minute one someone upsets them by their tone of voice, it's, you have bad manners, right, and how dare you. And it's just hilarious to watch because if you ever want to break down how people are all the same, watch a show where all these women have a ton of money and think they're so important, and they're going through the same exact things and arguing about the same exact things that everyone in our lives are arguing about. Everyone on the other side of the world is arguing about, mm-hmm. like I don't like the way you treated me, and I don't like the way you talked to me. Like, it's uh-huh. just so silly, and so I wish true. They'd all stop thinking that they're all so much better than right. each other with the manners and right. the, like, I would never say that. Please.
So true.
You all are so rude to each other sometimes.
And they
so
all true. Are. That's mm-hmm. the thing. They're all rude to each other. There's yep. times where, you know, even when we think Carol, which we all, you love. Know, enjoy Carol, mm-hmm. there's times where she says something that's rude, or she was rude to Luann about mm-hmm. the whole chef thing and not really being considerate of her niece and aware mm-hmm. of her feelings and stuff. They all are rude to each other yes. at some point. And that's just human life. Nature.
Yeah.
No one is
you
perfect.
Cannot
no one
be
on
perfect,
the show perfect
or on at uh-huh. All the time. You mm-hmm. can't. It's impossible.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
And I think that in this situation, Dorinda just was being super oversensitive yeah. about something that didn't seem like it was a big deal, but obviously hurt her feelings. And Heather was actually trying to calm her down and say, shh, stop yelling. It's okay. Like, what's going on here? What just happened here? And I think that's why it was so great that Heather went up to her and said,
yeah.
I'm sorry that I, like,
yes.
did that.
Yes.
And right away, Dorinda said, I love you.
Yeah.
Like, we love
yeah.
each other. This has been a really intense, emotional day, mm-hmm. as I stated, the first part of the show. This day has been crazy. Like, there's mm-hmm. just a bad vibe in the air.
Yeah, she said that to me. And there was a bad energy today. I can't
yeah.
if it was one day.
So it was, I'm really proud of Heather for just mm-hmm. kind of, like, squashing it right away the second yeah. they sat down, you know, after they got yeah. their little digs yeah. in. They got mm-hmm. and made up and, you know, good.
I think Dorinda yeah. has some underlying problem with Heather, because don't they fight next week? We'll talk about it later.
I think, they get in a little issue.
So I wonder
issue.
What she has. She has a beef with her.
So we see then Heather talking to Ramona about her husband, Jonathan, and kind of finding out how Ramona feels about Mario. What did you... Do you think this was Heather trying to just, you know, have a conversation with Ramona? Do you think that she's genuinely concerned or trying to voice how she feels about Jonathan? What did you ladies think?
I think Heather and Kristen are the only two who are on the show who are married and seemingly happily married, and I think they're trying to be relatable. So, like, Kristen was trying to be relatable with Bethany, being like, my life's not perfect. And I think Heather was trying to do the same thing. Like, my life's not perfect. Trying to be relatable with Ramona and what she's going through. And it was nice.
I think so, too. I think she just wanted to strike up a conversation with Ramona since they were seated next to each other. But I don't know. I was confused as to why she was bringing her own marriage into it. But I do like that she was just trying to relate to her and say, like, you know what? You've had so many years of a good marriage experience. Like, tell me what I could do to make things better. Or is this normal?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I talk like that with other people,
yeah.
too. I'm like, well, me and my boyfriend, we have this problem. Like, do you guys have the same problem? Or, like, this drives me crazy about him, but isn't everyone like that?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have those conversations a lot with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think sometimes as women, we kind of go, okay, are we being crazy or are we being normal?
Right.
And sometimes you have to get a guy's perspective, and it's nice to always have a woman's perspective, but sometimes it's nice to get a guy's perspective on it. Like, have I overreacted? And
mm-hmm.
I have one girlfriend that's like, you totally just overreacted. But it's okay. Because, you know, you'll figure it out. Just go back and, like, you know, work on the situation. She's awesome like that. And so I think, like Fern was saying, you know, she was just trying to be relatable and say, I'm never going to tell Jonathan that he's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And... I mean, I don't necessarily know if that's a good thing or a bad
thing.
That's
a good thing.
You don't think that's a good thing? Okay, I hope that whoever I'm with, I feel like they're that they make me the happiest I've ever met.
Like, I never want to judge anyone else's relationship. Like, every relationship is different. And
her and Jonathan seem very happy
so
and
happy.
Great.
I was surprised to hear that, actually.
I was,
and
too.
And that they fight and it gets so emotional. I was shocked to hear that.
I'm wondering if she's, you know, she's a successful businesswoman. So I'm thinking she thinks of her life in different ways. Like, you know, I'm a great mother and, like, my kids are the best thing that has ever happened to me. And you know what? I'm a self-made businesswoman and I didn't know what I was doing and look how successful I am. Like, that's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. I think maybe she sees her husband as a partner, not as a knight in shining armor. maybe.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing either, because if that's your best friend and your partner and everything, where, you know, Dorinda was talking about Ramona and Mario's relationship and how they were the it couple. Mm-hmm. They were always dancing. They were always kissing. They were so in love. And that, I find, that was heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking to hear, because when you are that couple, everyone's like, oh my God, you guys are so ridiculously cute. It's obnoxious.
And Dorinda phrased it really cute. Like, they were such a beautiful family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that made me sad for
Ramona. Me too. But it's also like, I'm very sad for her, but I think back to when she was saying, like, I want to fix him. But there's something that goes wrong in every relationship where, like, you're both at fault in some way. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe the relationship was starting to deteriorate as they do, and you need to repair things and work on things and refresh and renew. And you have to really work at a marriage. And maybe they both kind of stopped concentrating on the marriage as much when the show came into their lives. And, you know, maybe Ramona has just as much fault in it as Mario, because maybe, not saying that anyone should go out and cheat on anyone, but she has alluded to the fact that, you know, well, he felt like I didn't respect him, and you know, she definitely has her part in it, too. So it does break your heart to see that, how easily it slips away.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that we can all kind of agree with about Heather is that Jonathan definitely respects Heather.
Yes.
And respects her as a successful businesswoman. And maybe Mario was threatened by that.
Yeah.
And because they are, Jonathan and Mario are two very, very different people. Mario enjoys a spotlight, where you can tell Jonathan is more than happy to let Heather enjoy it, be in the limelight. And that's not, neither one of those is a bad thing either. But, you know, it's two very different relationships that do have similarities. You know, that both women are strong businesswomen raising a family, you know, doing it self-made, didn't get famous or big because of their husband.
Right.
Which jumps us to Ramona saying she can't figure out how to say it, but it's post-traumatic stress disorder, and saying she's going through this. And Carol's, you know, agreeing with her and saying, yes, of course, I understand what you're going through. You know, with my husband, you know, dying. And when you get a divorce, it's almost worse, because you still have to see him.
Exactly.
And run into him and his young girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my
Pretty
God.
Pretty awful.
All over Facebook or social media.
I just read her
media.
Book, What Remains, and it's extraordinary. And so anybody who read it, please tweet me at Fern Renee, because I'm dying to talk about it with someone.
Oh, awesome.
You're such a quick reader.
Amazing. Yeah, no, it's so good. I couldn't put it down.
Oh, awesome. And it's like her life story?
Yes, and it's awesome. It will make you love her even more.
Well, I've been trying to struggle through this Bethany book for you guys and let you know about it. All I can say is that I'm in chapter 2 and I can't read it anymore. I apologize.
She said tonight I suck at relationships.
Oh, did she? Well, there you go. plugging her book during the taping. It just is like, she's just all over the place in this crazy maniacal mind frame of like, men suck, men are horrible at this, men that. Men are so easy to figure out. You gotta do, and you know what, women are crazy too. And blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just so all over the place. And I'm like, what is the point of this chapter? You're saying the same thing over and over again in every paragraph. So it's basically saying, men are awful, women are awful.
Oh, God.
And I still believe in love.
Oh, God.
And I'm in chapter 2 and I can't read it anymore, so sorry, everybody.
Well, you tried.
I tried. I still love you, Bethany.
Speaking of Bethany hating on men right now, she's certainly not hating on making lunch for everybody. And she's quite excited to be, like, doing this and be in a kitchen and be cooking. Even though the knives aren't sharp, I feel your pain, girlfriend. A good sharp knife is always nice in the kitchen. And Ramona and Sonia come in and say, we're going to lunch. We're going to Boogaloo's. And, you know, Bethany's like, okay, we'll do what you want to do, but, like, I'm going to make lunch anyway. Like, oh, well, you can save it. Come with us. You can have it. We can have it later. It's just a salad.
Ooh. So not nice.
Rude.
Not nice. And all of a sudden, Sonia kind of says, okay, maybe, like, we're kind of being mean, and maybe we should just say, hey, is it okay if we go?
Yeah.
And Bethany's like, these two women are, like, manic. Like,
well, at least Sonia had a clue to be like, maybe we
should. To realize it.
Yes.
But
there was no stopping Ramona.
There was no stopping Ramona, and Bethany admits it and goes, you're selfish, you're me, and it's, you know, true me, and we're living in Ramona's world.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of goes off, and we're left to be continued. How would you ladies feel in this situation if you were Bethany?
I would be like, well, I agree with Bethany. She was being manic. She was, you know what? Yes, she is. She's over the top. Let her go to lunch. Let those two go to lunch and have an enjoyable lunch without them.
I felt like this whole thing was so weird. I feel like it's not that out of the ordinary for Ramona to act like this. and drag Sonia along. And I was surprised at the way Bethany dealt with it, because she's been so straight on with everyone so much this season. And almost so much, almost as much as it, she's had so much therapy, she seems like a therapist. And for her to be, like, running away from Ramona, Ramona just wanted to squash it and settle it and say,
she didn't know
I
that,
apologize.
Though.
Well, I think she knew that that's what Ramona was coming to do when she was running away from her. Because she was like, I don't want to have this conversation. I don't want to have this. And, like, running away from her.
Yeah, so she was kind of being
she
manic,
knew,
too.
She knew what Ramona was coming to say to her, but she didn't want to have the conversation.
Yeah.
So I just found it weird that Bethany reacted that way. That it was her getting mad rather than having a conversation.
Well, yeah. Let's look at it, too, though.
If I don't blame her.
It's a lunch, so maybe it's not as formal as a dinner. I would still be upset if I had, like, planned on cooking for everyone, mm-hmm. and then they're like, let's go to lunch. I would still be upset by that, you know. But let's jump back to the dinner the night before, not at Fire and Ice, but the night before that, where they're sitting down to dinner, and Luann and Ramona are like, this is a sit-down dinner.
Oh, yeah.
This is a sit-down dinner. We cannot sit down and eat until everyone is sitting. So, a little bit hypocritical of Ramona to be running out and going to lunch when someone is doing a dinner, making dinner for them.
Yes.
If it's like, get dinner on your own, do what you, or get lunch on your own, you ladies, do what you want to do. We're going to have food here, but you can go out and get food on your own. Bethany was taking the time and effort to make something and was putting in effort to do this.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I think it's just rude of Sonia or Ramona, considering 2 days prior, her and Luann were making such a big deal that dinner, and they couldn't eat the first course without them, and they were waiting, and
I think it was completely rude of Ramona. As far as what Bethany was feeling, I feel like she wanted to put Ramona in her place, point out that she's wrong and being rude, but also wants them to go. And not
yeah, get out of
get
there.
Get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So hopefully that's what happened.
Well, it is to be continued next week. So let's jump into some predictions for next week then, since we're going to get more of this fight. And I think you're right, Fern. I think they're just going to go and do it, and Bethany's going to be happy to have lunch with the ladies without the drama of everyone else.
Yeah.
But let's get into some predictions, since we saw what seems to be a drunk Dorinda slurring her speech, yelling at dinner, potentially getting in a fight with Heather. We see Bethany and Heather having a little bit of an issue where Heather says to Bethany, you're a know-it-all.
I've been waiting for this all season.
We see Kristen skinny dipping, and we see everyone kind of cutting loose. What are your predictions for next week?
I just can't wait to see what problem, what issue Dorinda has with Heather. Because I don't think they've been at odds at all this season, and I'm curious what's underlying it. So, Dorinda versus Heather is my prediction that we saw.
My prediction is there's a lot more alcohol in the mix for the next episode, because it seems like Dorinda's a little sloppy slurry. And I can't picture Kristen, like, just jumping out of the water and not knowing her top's down around her belly button and bearing all without being maybe a little sauce. So I'm just predicting more alcohol, which is going to make for an exciting episode.
Good prediction.
And maybe the tables turn this episode, and we're not seeing so much of Sonia being in the hot seat, but potentially, like Fern said, Heather being in the hot seat with Dorinda, and Dorinda, maybe she's letting loose here in Turks and Caicos, and or Turks and Caicos, as Stephanie called it at one point, letting loose and being open about what issues she's having with everyone, and I feel like we're going to get to see a different side of Dorinda, a more vocal side of Dorinda with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies, that wraps us up today. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll start with Megan. Megan, where can the people that are watching Housewives and everyone else find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter, which I've been tweeting a lot about the Housewives, so join me there. And also on Instagram at Megan Stecher. It's MeganStecher.
And this is Fern. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And I'm in the middle of editing my book that will be released later this year, The Story of a Single 29-Year-Old Manhattan Who's Guided by Her Dead Italian Grandparents. If that would be of interest to you, tweet me. Tweet, I'm on Twitter all the time.
Tweet her about reading Carol's book as well.
Oh,
and tweet Megan about reading Bethany's book.
Yes,
and I haven't read either of them.
And casting news for the show.
Casting
we'll
news
talk
for the
about
show.
It.
And you guys can tweet me about Maria Menounos' Skinny Girls book, because I read that.
Yay! So, I have it at home right now, too.
Read it. It's fantastic. So many tips and tricks, so many recipes. It's amazing. And I'm sure most of you have read it or got it. And Maria's lovely. It's
every girl's guide to diet and fitness.
Yes.
Is that it? Okay, yes. Okay.
Skinny girl.
I have it at home right now.
Beautiful skinny girl. You guys can find me. This is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. And my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.